Hello, welcome to Heart Yoga Radio. We're out doing a recording today because it has finally stopped raining. It feels like it's been raining forever, but it's probably only been 5 days really. But the worst part of it's been the wind. It's been absolutely rocking the world, the wind down here for the past few days. But today the wind has finally dropped, so we have a rare occasion to be able to actually record on the beach. It's normally the wind is just too strong, even on a low wind day. So we're going to carry on with our Lao Tzu series. So we are on episode 22, which is chapter 35 of the Tao Te Ching. So let's read it out and then have a little chat about it and see what we think.
Everyone will gather to the man who rules in the light of the One. To trust such a being is to live in true happiness and healing. Good food and sweet music may make you stop. You listen in passing. But the Tao, how does it seem? Oh, tasteless and shapeless by comparison. You cannot even hear it. Is it even worth trying to? Yes, my friend, because it is unending.
I quite like this one. It's a bit like, well, we were talking about it before. It kind of made me laugh a little bit, just especially that like the last few lines.
I think there's
it's kind of like the Lao Tzu must have been having a conversation with someone who was like moaning. Oh God, I can't even hear it. Is it even worth trying to? And he goes, yes, my friend, because it is an ending. Now just stop your whining and just get on with the Tao. Anyway, so let's go through it line by line then. So let's start from the top.
Yeah, well, here we've got the familiar pattern of talking about the ruler, having just in the previous chapter talked about the Tao, and having done his big expansive thing, he's expressing his meditation on the Tao. And now he's saying that, well, a ruler, one that people are going to follow, and who's going to do some good in the world, is somebody who rules in the light of the One. In other words, somebody who themselves have got some acquaintance with the Tao. I mean, it's not going to happen these days, is it?
It's certainly not happening at the moment. No, I mean, one of the things that was making us laugh a bit this morning, it's like, because Trump is very much in the news at the moment, and it's like, where I read that and thought, Trump is the exact opposite to this. It's almost like he was put on this earth to prove that Lao Tzu was completely right about everything.
It
couldn't be more opposite to what's described here.
I mean, it is a proposition with, about leadership and politics that you could take issue with if you wanted to. I mean, Plato had got this thing, hadn't he, about the philosopher kings. And some people really liked that, the idea that... And by philosopher, he meant a sort of a mystical thinker in some ways. But also a mathematician, so I worked that out. But you actually read the Republic in the parts where Plato's discussing this mode of rulership, and it's such a nightmare. It's so dystopic. No one in their right mind would want to live in the Republic. But in ancient times, it was an idea that had some weight because people tended to be led, communities, nations, by kings. And I would say, if you're going to have kings, it's better if they're wise than if they're kind of stupid or psychopathic. Just as a general rule. And Lao Tzu obviously was alert to this, and he said, well, if you're going to have a ruler, let that ruler be in tune with the One. This is the same as being in tune with the Tao. Remember, the Tao is the One because it's everywhere. You know, it pervades the whole cosmos, and including human beings and human societies, as well as the vast expanses of space. And he says if we did trust such a being, if there were such a being, we actually would be quite happy and healing. People wouldn't be in a state of suffering any more than they need be. And okay, it's a utopian vision of a harmonious society led by a wise ruler in tune with the Tao. He goes on and he says, good food and sweet music may make you stop, you listen in passing, but the Tao, how does it seem? Oh, it's tasteless and shapeless by comparison. So we notice music, we notice feasting. If there was, if a band appeared on the front there, we'd probably and started playing, we'd walk over and go and listen. We would be attracted to it. If there was a feast, a public feast down there on the beach or in the dunes there, we'd be attracted to it. We'd go and at least have a look. And these are our kind of simple, mundane pleasures and attractions. But the Tao isn't like that. It's tasteless. Again, he's emphasising the low key quality of it. And by implication, the low key quality of Lao Tzu's ideal ruler. Lao Tzu's ideal ruler is more likely to be an allotmentist than a Bullingdon club boy.
Yeah.
Here again we've got that suggestion that the Tao sits under the threshold of ordinary awareness. It hides itself. It's not noticeable. It's tasteless. You cannot even hear it. You can hear the party, you can hear the band on the front. You can't hear the Tao. No matter how hard you try, you can't hear it. So subtle. This is a meditation of moving into the subtle. Lao Tzu wants our rulers to move into the subtle, to be very, have very refined awareness. A very subtle phenomena. Very quiet, and a very quiet being. So that they won't be waging war on each other all the time and crowing their own infallibility and stable genius.
Yes.
You cannot even hear it. Is it even worth trying to? Because you might say, well, what the fucking hell's the point of this? You've made me sit in this room for half an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, or I've been
and
here.
Nothing happened.
I've been here all weekend. And well, you won't play any music. You won't tell me what to do. I said to you, what should I do with my breath? And you said, oh, just let it find its not. Just let it be. This is fucking hopeless. What's going on? What's going on here? Is this even worth it? I'm packing my bags. I'm going. You're a fucking fraud.
Yeah.
But what did you say? Yes, my friend. Of course it's worth it. Because it is unending. And the spaciousness, that unending by that, it means again, this spaciousness. This Taoist meditation, as much as you can say anything about it, is to tune in with the big picture. The spaciousness of everything. The endlessness of time that we have at our disposal. And the endlessness of the time which has passed, that has brought us to where we are. And Lao Tzu says, we want rulers who understand this shit. Otherwise, they're just going to kind of get us into deeper and deeper messes. And you know what?
That's exactly what happened.
We've still got rulers. And in fact, we're reverting to the notion of the strong man ruler all around the world. Bolsonaro, Trump, Orban, Modi. All these people claim to be strong men rulers. But they're actually a pack of idiots with no quietness in their soul, no repose in their soul, no wisdom, no sense of the unendingness, the spaciousness, the subtlety, the quietness of the Tao. And without which, human societies that are not, at least in some measure, tuned in with this matter of the Tao, are not going to flourish. And in some senses, they're going to give way to destructivity. And in fact, we are living through that very epoch in which that's all occurring.
And I wish this first line were true. So everyone will gather to the man who rules in the light of the one.
Well,
unfortunately,
not,
I think
not
any, well, no, I think these days anyone who has the you know the light of the one, as it were, will just be crucified by the right wing press.
Yeah.
Probably for being some fictional story about anti-Semitism
or something,
some such thing,
yeah.
And made sure that they could.
Yeah. Well,
they're completely disgraced, and the picture that is created of them is the opposite of what they truly are. So it'd be great if that was true. Maybe in the future it might happen. But
yeah.
We're having big changes in the world at the moment. I think a lot of people are being forced to wake up to what happens if you put a psychopathic game show host in charge of a very powerful country and vote in. I don't know, a con man to run the UK.
Yeah. Well, there too, he's being very optimistic. And of course, they were different times. There was no internet. There was no nuclear weapons stockpiles in a number of countries, which can annihilate the planet. The threat of environmental destruction was understood, but it didn't have the amplitude that it has now and the urgency that it has now. It's altogether at a different time. And I'm not even suggesting that we attempt to apply in a very literal way a Lao Tzu world picture to modern politics, except in the gist of it, except in the essence of it, that there is a need of wisdom. I mean, I want to live in a nation in which, if we do have rulers, if we do place our trust in people to do the nitty-gritty of the governmental stuff, which is the collective stuff that we need doing, that they are kind of wise, principled, good people. I think we have a right to expect that, and we've been taught, I think, not to expect that. I mean, Trump's message to the world is a great achievement, is that he's shown leaders all around the world they can get away with anything. He did himself say this, I could walk down Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and they'd still vote for me. He understood.
Well, he might be finding he's wrong about that now.
There's got to be, I would say that a lot of people were able to cash in on that. Johnson gets away with murder. Bolsonaro gets away with murder. Modi gets away with murder.
Like literally murder.
Yeah, literally murder. That in a former time would have got him ousted from office by the mob or by electoral politics and political procedures in general, even by their own parties. I would like to live in a society where we don't need leaders. You know. In the sense that we muck in and get and do the things that we need to do, but of course
we will always need central organisation for large group, populations.
Of course, yeah. I mean, what a government should be is it should be an instrument which a community puts together in some way and gives its trust and allegiance to. That has the job of doing those tasks and coordinating those tasks that we need to do collectively. Say, dealing with a pandemic. Yeah? Say, dealing with an environmental crisis. Say, dealing with a natural disaster. Floods or hurricanes, something like that. That should be its job. You know, and doing its best at looking after the economy, even though I'm hoping that at some future time we can devise economic organisation that doesn't have to be endlessly fixed.
Yeah.
That might be a bit of optimism on my part. That is what a government should be. A means of focusing our collective will to do things that we can only do together and can't do as individuals or as small groups. What in fact it what a modern government is in a modern state is an apparatus that in general defends and promotes the interests of the ruling class, of the 1%. And a part of that job is to control the mass of people, what I call the mob. That is what its job is. It doesn't really exist for your benefit. Okay, they might have systems of social security. They might make sure the shops have got food. They might give us a few workers' rights and health and safety protections. But that's not out of the goodness of their heart. That's so that we don't rise up and depose the 1% that rule the world, that have all the power in the world. That is what a modern government is. It's an instrument of that 1% power. It's not an instrument for us as a collectivity to focus our will. And all the democratic bullshit is precisely that. It just legitimises it. It makes us less likely to, you know, to invade the mansions with pitchforks and drag them out into the street and all the rest of the sorry picture that does occur from time to time throughout history. So, just being very utopian here, I would like to see government doing what it's supposed to do. And I would like to see that the people that we put forward as societies to do the tasks that we need to do collectively are wise people. And Lao Tzu at least gives us the clue that if somebody's beating and banging the drum and crowing their own abilities and all the rest of it, that they're probably not really very wise.
Right.
And that we should possibly steer clear for him and go and look for somebody who's a bit more low key. But
big red flag behaviour, that really.
But actually has the skills.
Yeah.
Actually has the integrity. Actually has the moral virtue, if you can use a crude term like that. Anyway, we went off from the topic, but of course this stuff does have an applicability now.
Yeah.
Even though you have to be careful how you understand it, there are different times. But there is something very universal about Lao Tzu, and that's the way he keeps pointing us back to this low key, this underneath, this absolutely mind-blowing unity and clarity that's apparent if you let yourself quieten down, and for that quietness to induce a very natural sensitivity to existence itself and to being alive.
Anyway, I hope everyone found that interesting, and we'll speak to you again soon.